pass over in this topic. All right, so the final issue that we're discussing now is just the sort of the mop-up, is the question that is raised by Rishonim, which is, what are the consequences, other than Nikarasha, for the Tofes in the case of Ani Amah Becharara? So here, we find that the Ritva, the Ramban, and others following them, they quote Rabbi Natam as suggesting something that they disagree with, which is, just to see, it's another thing, I don't have the Makaros. Does anybody have the Makaros printed out of every happen? You're actually looking at the Makaros, you have printed out, right? Right, no, that and I do also, except that I left one of them at home. All right, I was trying to print that also. Okay, so what happened then, if you don't mind reading it? Okay, fine. All right, I'll read it. If I had more time, I would, but let's see. So the Ritva says, this is the Ritva here, it's the same, it's basically word for word from Ramban and Bavasra, that Rabbi Tam, that he heard, Rabbi Tam held, Migu Mashakasa Huzal, the Chol Hecha, Shinikra Rasha, Bezin Mechayiv Inosu Lahakhtir Hadam. So that when Chazal say here that Nikra Rasha, that means that translates into an actual Chiyuv Lahakhtir Hadam. You have to return the item. So the Ritva himself, and basically all the other Rishonim, they reject this. Halesa. And he brings a riot. Im kein hechi arminu mishpishmaisin lamarnach islav lamarnach islam mishun nechasim harishonim ninu. And how do we say in this case then that neither of them actually took the land for themselves, because the reason Rabbi Zera didn't do it, he was the tofes, because it was nechasim harishonim. So therefore, he didn't want to sell it to him. And it was you know, hibach bar gidel. What's the difference? Harimin adin chayv lach zero. He's chayv to be matzir. So what are we talking about here? Elavada di rasha mikri, but there's no chiyuv. All right. So first, three things here that we want to discuss. First of all, just listening to the questions. What is the shita here of Rabbi Natan? What is it that he's saying that these rishonim are disagreeing with? Second, what do we make of this raya of the Ritva in the Ramban? And third, just analyzing the shitos. How do we understand these shitos? How do we understand the shitos of Rabbi Natan in particular? So first, just in terms of what exactly Rabbi Natan is saying here, it isn't entirely clear, because Rishonim, because we find that when you say something, somebody's chayev, in the case of Mammon at least, there are several different levels we could be talking about here. The first, the highest level you might say, is you read the nechas, and Bezin simply goes in and takes the money, even shalom b'fanav, on their own. That's what you have, for instance, just an example. If you hold Shibuda Deraisa, so that's what they do. Then you have Kfiya Begufo, Beshotim, right there, where they agitate Zainavsha. They beat him until, you know, so he'll give the money, so we beat him until he pays back. Then you have, below that, Kfiya Bedvarim Kushim, like Shamta V'Aror, or even just saying Chayav Atalitein. The Ravid is an interesting example of this. The Ravid thinks that when you have a Ptur Kumlin Drabimine, so he gets this from, this is how he understood the Sugi of Esan Asr Torah in Bavinsia Sadi Aleph and Bavakama Ayin, I think it's up Ayin, that Esan Asr Torah, so he understood that what this means is that Bezin is Mechayiv, and they say you have to pay, but we're just not Yorda Nechasim. I presume also, he also held we wouldn't be Kofa Beshutim or we wouldn't be Kofa Beshutim. But he thinks you are Mechayiv Lachzir. Bezin says you're chayv. So now, what? Yes?
What's the kimlai?
No. I was giving an example where you have one without the other. So this is an example where you have chiyuv, where what we think of as a ptur, but actually, according to some Rishonim, is a chiyuv in the sense that Bezin says chayv atala hafzir, zil shalemo. He says this, the Ravid says this in the case of, for an example. We'll give other examples to see. Where you have Kumli Rabine. In the case of Kumli Rabine, let's say you kill somebody and you also and Mammon, so or let's say Mammon Amakos. So you would say that even though we say Pater, because right, the Gemara suggests, I don't want to get into the Gemara, there. The Gemara said, even if you say Pater, Esel Nasa Torah Fil Balima, what that means is, you know, the Torah says that for Karbanos, you can't use an Esnan Zona, you can't use that money to bring korban. The assumption is this is true even if the zona happened to be your mother of one of the arayos, even though in that case you wouldn't be chayiv to pay, nonetheless you still called esnan. So the rabbi actually held that the fact that if you weren't in Beis Din wouldn't be mechayiv you to pay. I mean, adin, when you come to Beis Din, it wouldn't have a shame esnan. This is just a separate point, right? There's no kumz rabbanan here. I'm just saying that that's one level of chayiv Beis Din. This is just saying chayiv. So now, when Rabbeinu Tam says that mechayiv in lahachzir, and that's the language, I think, in the Ritva, mechayiv in lahachzir, and the Rabban as well, that Beis Din mechayiv in also lahachzir adamim, so what do we mean? So it is just isn't clear, and it's going to complicate the analysis a little bit. But that's one issue we have to raise. Secondly, just what do we make of this raya here in the Ritva? So the Ritva and the Ramban, they say that the Gemara doesn't make sense on Rabbeinu Tam's assumption that there's a chiyuv lahachzir. Now here I'm not so sure I understand the raya. Maybe somebody can help me with it, because the Gemara says that he was willing to give it to him bechinam, he just didn't want to sell it to him. So it would, the simple thing to me would have been to understand so that he's yotze his chiyuv lahachzir by affording him the opportunity here, lechazek kuknei. He's yotze his chiyuv lahachzir. If he wants to be mochel and he doesn't want to do it because he's a chassid, but his son of matanos yichya, so he can do that. That's his right. Just like a nigzel, if he wants, can be mochel on the gzela. Then that's his prerogative. Why couldn't we say that's what's going on here? And therefore, there is a chiyuv lahachzir. He's yotze the chiyuv, in the sense that a gazlan who is ready to be meshiv the gzela is yotze if the nigzel is mochel on kosher king here, where he himself is not taking it up anymore. So even if it's not, let's say, technically a mechila, but the point is he no longer has it. He's afforded him the opportunity, and he can do whatever he wants. And Rav Yehuda can do whatever he wants with it. So I'm not sure what the raya here was, that if it were min adin chayv lachzira, you couldn't say, lamar nachas lav lomar nachas lav mishum nachasin harishon. Oh, I meant to bring the Ramban. Is anybody in the Ramban on Nadal? The language in the Ramban doesn't really solve this problem for us either. I mean, the Ramban says, you know, what's he talking about? Chayv lachzira. So I think it's clear that the raya is open to question. Now, what the raya was, and what were they thinking? Not so sure. I'm not sure whether or not they thought that perhaps there's something which he couldn't be mochel here. In which case, if he had no ability to be mochel, then you would say perhaps that if unless he's willing to take the item as is, so then you're actually having been meshiv to him. In other words, mechila is not an option, and therefore, short of that, if he doesn't actually take the object, you haven't been yotze.
Well, is it clear that there would be mechila if he wanted to buy it back?
I'm not sure. My point is, maybe not, but I'm not sure that you have to have a mechila here. Why do you need meaning, I'm not willing to take your money. So I'm mochel you, on the money that you want to pay me, but here's my object. You say that it's less than if I were to afford you the opportunity. I mean, you can do whatever you want inside your mitzvah chasidus, but what is the fact that I don't take the money from you have to do with an ikuv and my ability to be yotzei my chiyuv lahachzir? That part I'm not sure about. Meaning, maybe it's true that he's not mochel it, but whatever extent you're not mochel it, I would think I'm mekayim it just by the fact that I'm telling you to take it, and I'm not claiming it, and here it is for you.
Oh, so if matanos yichya is a legitimate mitzvah chasidus, which it is.
I'm not saying otherwise. I'm just saying, but
you may, okay. But you may say that he has a responsibility to be maxir under conditions where he wouldn't have to impinge on.
I think it would be a chiddush to say such a thing. I mean, in gzela, could you? I mean, I don't know. I just think it would be a chiddush to say that. Why would I have to be? Why does your mitzvah chasidus trump my mitzvah chasidus of being misanim also? I just don't want it.
Masan Milsa might not be Midas Chassidus. It's just unlucky.
Okay, but he doesn't want it.
Just not good business.
Fine. Okay, but he doesn't want it. He doesn't want to do it. So you're going to say that, you know, so as far as I'm concerned, go, you know, put the money in charity if you want. But I don't want the money because I don't want this purchase. And here it is. Here's the object. Maybe what you're saying is true. Maybe they felt somehow this is Ma'akev, the Kabbalah, in this case. I'm just not sure. It seems to me far from obvious that should be. I mean, that we wouldn't just say he can do what he wants legitimately or illegitimately for whatever reason. If he doesn't want to go into to take the neches, he's not bechuyiv to take the neches. But what is it that doesn't have to do with? That doesn't mean that if there's a chiyuv here, then that the Rabbi Zera wouldn't be yotze that chiyuv. they're assuming otherwise. Maybe what you're saying, the fact that there's no mechila means, because he still does want it, he just wants it hang, means that you're still chayiv, and for whatever reason, we said here that you're not chayiv. I mean, there is such a thing as simply, you know, you can't simply give mamon to somebody and say you're mechayim v'heshiv, let's say, for instance, in Xela, maybe you need daito, maybe you need to be in a certain place, right? But that's...
Reverse, we find some maybe it's reverse, but it's... Zed Var Shemitah, for example. Yeah. Shemitah is Mishamet Halal. So I want to pay you anyway. Dvar Shemitah is Marba. You have to say Mishamet Ani, Afal Pikein, and then you pay him. But otherwise, the fact of the matter is, without the Dvar Shemitah, there also could...
Well, that's a Machog. You mean whether or not... Machog is showing him whether or not Zed Var Shemitah means that if you're not Shomit, right. Meaning if the guy doesn't say, you know, Putter, then it's itself... It's Mufka, I mean, with the term called Kata de Malka. That's Machlokes, but...
There's an Iker HaDin.
Yeah.
It has to be done. But the Torah gives you a certain... In this case, Dvar Shemitah, there's such a
right.
thing. Which otherwise...
When he goes to hold that it's Mafkia anyway...
Right.
Right, that say Dvar Shemitah means that there's still Mitzvah.
So there's such a thing that... it has to be done. But it has to be right. The Chob is Mishumat.
Right.
So as soon as the Torah says, as long as it's acknowledged. Well, without that acknowledgement, it has to be done. Otherwise, even if I want to leave him the money, I want to give him the money on my Viber, you know, I'm over.
Right. So you're saying here, this is an answer for the...
So
saying?
In other words, in reverse, so to speak, in other words, but there has to be the Chaylach. Chasidus, whatever the case may be, but somehow or other, it has not yet been Mekuyim. The Chaylach has not yet been Mekuyim.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm just not sure why that would be. You know, and what Ellie's saying is that I'm responsible to accommodate him and to be masir in a way which his midas chasidus of Sonim Matan Nesichia, you know, is somehow accommodated. That seems to me to be a big chiddush. On the basis of what would we say that? So I'm just saying that I think it's clear. When Tom would just argue with that, but I'm just not sure how obvious why it was so obvious to them. That if I say, you know, I have my own, you know, kapeta, so if I don't want the money, what does that have to do with the chiyuv lahachzir? I don't want your money, so here it is. I'm being ma'asir to you. Let's pretend like you paid me money, but I don't want to actually take the money. So you would say in that case that he's not that he hasn't been yotze the chiyuv lahachzir according to Ibn Tam. It's an interesting assumption. Either way, certainly open to question. That brings us now to the major issue, the primary issue here, which is just how do we understand the machlokas here? How do we understand the position of Reuven Tam? So here would have been tempting to say that this really depends on the issue that we've been discussing until now, namely the character, perhaps the makor of the Yisir. To the extent that this is Mishum Gezel, in terms of both that the Yisir is a Kain Gezel and actually might even be rooted in Gezel, so then we would say that this is the Rizchayev, because it's Chiyuv Gezel, we have a Heshev, it's a Gzela. So on whatever level this was a Gezel, on that level you also have a Chiyuv Lahachzir. Whereas if you say that it's based on, it's simply a demand for Hanhaga Yeshara, and you've fallen short of that, but if that's the case, then there's nothing to do with the Mammon, there's no Chiyuv Lahachzir. It may have a Chiyuv to do Tshuva perhaps, but the Chiyuv Lahachzir, especially in Bezin, you wouldn't say. That would be the temptation, I think, initially Misvara, except that I think that's highly open to question, highly questionable on both sides. So first, the assumption was that if it's Kain Gezel or it's Mishum Gezel in some sense, so then he'll be Chayav Lahatzir. So as far as that's concerned, I think it's very clear that that's not necessarily the case. We find, in fact, with regard to the Chiyuv, the Isura Gezel in the Mishnah in Gittin, Gozel Cheresh Kosher Bekatan, Mitzias Cheresh Bekatan, all these cases where we say there's an Isser Derabanan of Gezel. So we have in the Mishnah two Deos, this is in Mishnah Gin Tesam Beis, that the Gemara says, the Rabbanan say, Gezel, Yeshua Mishum Gezel, Mindarach Hashalom. All these, the Biyos responds, Gezel Gom. So the Gemara explains to Machalif that even Rabbi Yosef agrees that it's not Minat Torah, it's Midirabanan, right, because there's no Kinyan. Amar Chista, Gezel Gomor, Midivrei. So what's the machlokas then? So he says l'may nafkamina, right? What's machlokas? Lo tzia b'dayanit. That according to Rabbi Yossi, he's saying I believe that this is enforced that Bezin is motzi from the Gazlan midir Rabbanan, whereas the Rabbanan apparently think otherwise. Now here you could have said that That's true specifically because it was formulated as Gezel Mipnei Darchei Shalom. But if it was really a Gezel Mipnei Rabbanan, and we just say, let's say that we view him as having bailus over this, so therefore it's Gezel Mipnei Rabbanan. So in that case, if it's really Gezel Mipnei Dvarim, so then you're Chayv L'Hafsir. That's what emerges from the Rashba and Tshuva. He held that that's true, meaning that it's only because it's Gezel Mipnei Darchei Shalom. That seems to be the implication of the Gemara there. That it's because it's Gezel Mipnei Darchei Shalom, it's a specific, unique idea with respect to this sort of Gezel, that meaning this Gezel, which is only Mipnei Darchei Shalom, so therefore there's no Chiyuv L'Hafsir. But everybody would agree, even the Rabbanan, if it were just a Stam case, other case of Gezel Mipnei Rabbanan, there would be no any other Chiyuv Mamon let's say Mipnei Rabbanan. We wouldn't say there's or Motzi B'Dayan. However, the Rambam, I forgot to bring that Gemara also. The Rambam, clearly, I think on the basis of the Gemara in Shavuos, which Tosas had major trouble with, the Rambam, I think actually Tosas left it as a Sarachian, the Gemara in Shavuos on Nemalef discusses that Machlokas, and it seems to be clear from the Gemara there is that that's not the case, that it isn't limited to Gezel, to those specific takanos of Gezel, that this is a general point. Anytime you have a chiyuv derabanan, you have Gezel, perhaps even a chiyuv which isn't Gezel, chiyuv mamon min derabanan for other reasons, which is not yotzi, it's not motzi b'deganim. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Zela, Ve'avedet, Perek Vav, Halacha Tes Zayin, Kol mi sheyesh biyado Gezel shel derayim, eino yotzi miyado b'deganim. Right? That was the Tosas raised that problem. He said, why is the Gemara saying that this is being told what we're discussing here on the Machlokas regarding Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan? Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanan are arguing over those cases, whether or not it's Zarchei Shalom or Midivrayim, but everybody agrees that if it were simply Gezel Midivrayim, you'd be Chai L'Hasir. So the Rambam understood differently, that no, apparently we say anytime that you're Chai Mamon, we shoot the Kan of the Rabbanan, Gezel Shadivrayim, it's not Yotzi Miyado, but Dayan. So, now here one could have said that's true, but that's only as far as Yeridu L'Nachasim is concerned. And the truth is that the Gemara in Shavuos seems to indicate that. The Gemara in Shavuos says that if you hold like that, for Gzela D'Rabbanan, we're not going to be Motzi B'Dayanim, right? If you hold like Rabbanan, so Mayav Dinan Lai, so what do we do? And the Gemara responds, we do Shamta, we do Arur, okay. So some sort of verbal pressure. The Rambam doesn't even quote that. And I didn't get the chance to look whether or not we assumed the Rambam just thought that was lav dafka l'halacha, that you really needed to do that. But either way, it's clear that even if something is aser mishim gezel, and even explicitly aser gezel mid rabbanan, that you have a kinyan mid rabbanan, we're still not going to necessarily assume that you have a chiyuv tashlum. Because as long as we're not dealing with gzela mamish, so it could be that the beheshiv won't carry through, that it won't be mechayiv you, at least on the level of yirid l'nechasa. Anybody? So that's the one side of the coin, that even if it's really Gezel, even if it were Gezel Midirban, Gezel Gomer Midirban, you wouldn't necessarily have a Chiyuv L'Hafzir. But secondly, and that comes up in other contexts as well, Gribbis, for instance. But secondly, I think the other side is also not correct. Meaning the side that it's not the case that if you hold that there's no element of Gezel whatsoever. It wasn't that he had a claim to the object at all, but some sort of hanag yishara. So in that case, we would say you're not chayv l'hafzir. And this is obviously, I believe, the case with respect to Rabbeinu Tam. Unless you understand Rabbeinu Tam differently, it seems this is Rabbeinu Tam going against the shita. If this isn't true, what I'm saying now isn't true. Meaning Rabbeinu Tam is the one who holds that this din is a din of vasisei shavatov. It's a din in being mafsid somebody when you have alternatives. It's clearly nothing to do with Gezel. He doesn't have any claim to the object. The point is simply you don't have to do it. Why be matri achim if you can go elsewhere? And yet he's the one who holds that there's a chiyuv l'hafzir. So I think it's not inconsistent at all. And here, this could be for one of several reasons. First of all, it happens to be a machlokas rishonim about kfiya in general lifdim mishur sedin. Right. So this set up a course for it. This is a machlokas you find in the context of the Gemaras in Bava Metzia, several Gemaras in Bava Metzia. But the Gemaras discuss cases where there's an Indian lifting Mishur Zedin. The Gemara quotes Chavdanam Abayz, Rabbi Yehuda HaVashakil V'Azil Basar de Mar Shmuel B'Shuka de Beidaisa. So he was walking after him, he was following him in this marketplace, which was in Be'ir Sheruba Akum. And Minadin in Ir Sheruba Akum, you find the Naveda of the Ir Sheruba Akum, so it's yours, there's no Chil Hachri. So he says, Amr Le, what's the din? I'm sorry, Amr Le, Matzakan Arniki Ma'u. Let's say I find a wallet here. What's the halacha, for example? So he says, Amr Le, Arayda Shalom. This is in Yerbashir B'Yisrael, we assume it's Yesh, etc., etc. And he says, Ba'Yisrael, Vinasam Basiman Ma'u. Okay, so, and let's say somebody else comes and says, does it say something or other there? Or was it brown and whatever? So he says, in that case, Chayv L'Hachzir, you have to give it back to him. So if I'm Chayv L'Hachzir, why didn't I have a Chiyuv L'Hachriz, right? Tasha was a Veda. He says, Tarti, that seems to be a Tarti Disaster. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, lift the Mishur Zadin. You have a Chiyuv L'Hachzir, lift the Mishur Zadin. So that's one example. Then you have others as well, which some Rishonim is not, I don't want to focus on too much. They categorize different levels of the Mishur Zadin. But another example is from the Gemara Bamitzia, Pe Gimel, and Aleph, where you find Rabbi Bachanan that he had hired these people, these schleppers, essentially, these shkulai, right? They were carriers. So they schlepped they were supposed to bring his barrel. He had a barrel of wine. Right? Hanu shkulai chavisa dechamra. So they broke it. Shagil legum mayu, so mina din chayv to pay. So he was tofes, right? He took filumi glima d'arkate. So he took his recompense, his compensation. So they came to Rav and they complained. Also, Amr le Rav, Amr le. They said, Rav, I don't know exactly what the complaint was. They said, well, we had money, now we don't. Why did he take it? Well, it broke the barrel. Okay, Rav says, Amr le. So he said to Rav Bar Bachana, Havlu glimayu, give it back to them. So he says, Amr le, dina hachi, is that? I mean, what happened to the Chiyuv Mazik? He says, Amar Lei, yeah, in. That's the din. Why? Because Leman Telech B'Derech Tovim. You should be walking in Derech Tovim. So, we don't stop there. Yalev L'Glumai. So fine, you give it back. Amar Lei, so then they come and they say, and it's a little bit, I don't know, if it's presumably it was true, so it's sad. They say, Aniye Anan, so we don't have any, we're poor. We worked hard on that whole day. We were sweating and everything. And we're hungry. Now we have nothing. So Amar Lei, so he says to Rabba, so Rab says to Rabba Bar Chana, Zil HaVigrayu, pay them. It's like Ratzachta V'gam Yirashta. Right? So not only now don't you get the money back for what they broke, but you actually have to pay them for the work they did. So he says, Amar Lei, Dinachi, is this also the din? He says, yeah. And Echinami, in Verocha Tzadikim Tishmo. So, based on these Gemaras, the Mordechai quotes the Rav Yonah Rabban, and here it should be noted, I don't know why, when I first was putting together the Gemaras, I didn't want it to be so long, so I tried to just put enough, but not necessarily more, so I had the Rabban, but the Rabban, it should be clear, the Rabban actually doesn't say anything about Kfiya. The Rabban on Bava Metzia. He says that Yeshel Lahatzir, but we don't find that he says kfiya, so it's not clear if this is how the Mordechai was interpreting that Rabban, or if he had some other marker, I'm not sure. But either way, the Mordechai quotes the cave and the chazinu to have a kaifilu hachi. So you see here in all these Gemaras, we say mechayevim lahachzir, chayev lahachzir, gamanan kaifinian le'avid lefti mishur sadin imaychalos b'yadolasos. So if there's most poskim think this imaychalos b'yadol means that the victim, if the person you're being mechayev has the ability to do it, we'll see. Actually, we won't say. I mean, the Tumim thought it meant if the Bezin can do it. So we're coping the Ma'avit, Lasos lifnim Mishur Sadin. And he quotes the Gemara in these Gemaras, Tani Rav Yosef, Adadla Mesaderech, v'chule, v'chule. And he quotes, V'amar Rav Yochanan, lo, Gemara in Bamitziach, Dal and Bez, lo, Nechav Yishalayim, el Bishvil, Shem Yudhi Reyam, Abdin Torah, v'lasos lifnim Mishur Sadin. So, Chem Pasak HaRavan, V'rav Yadikai Finan, lo, Lasos lifnim Mishur Sadin. Okay. Just sort of derech agav, what's the basis to be? Well, actually, let me just quote the Rush. The Rush makes clear he does not agree with this. The Rush, some machlokas here about in the Noseh Kelim, the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah, whether or not we assume that what Moshe Rabbeinu here assumed. The Rush, I think most assume represents the consensus that we don't. Rav Yehuda have a shakiy of Azul Basrei de Mar Shmuel b'Shukin de Beidaisa Amar Lei Metzar Kanan Lekimav b'Chule b'Chule. Then he says Amar Lei Chayv Lachzir. Not that we actually are mechayvim, we just say you should do it. right? But it's not that there's actually, we're actually kafinim. So first, just in terms of the shita that holds it, we are kafinim, right? So where does that come from? On basis of what? So here, I mean, before we get to drawing the implication here, I just want to just comment on that briefly. So here you could have, I think, considered one of two things. The first, most natural thing to think is that this is based on Kofin L'Kayim Mitzvasase. We have a halacha, it's Gemara Mitzvahs and Peivav, and Chulin, I think, Kofam Beis. I don't have any, I intended to read it, but that we generally hold that if somebody's, let's say, not doing Lulav, so Beisins V'Kayim is Kofin also, agitates a nafsho, that to do the mitzvah, the mitzvah. So one could have thought that perhaps that's the basis for kfiyah lifnei mishus hadin. Now that obviously gets into two questions. First of all, what is the scope of kfiyah b'mitzvahs aseh? Does it apply to, which kind of aseh does it apply to? Is it only mitzvahs midarabanan, midaraisa? Only mitzvahs midaraisa? What about if it's a mitzvah midarabanan? Is there a difference if it's ikar minatora and lo ikar minatora? Some of these are discussed by Rishonim. More, you find it more in Achronim. But that's one issue. And then the second is, how exactly are we defining, do we understand lifnei mishus hadin? We saw that at least as far as the end of our metzra, the Ravya, I think I mentioned, I don't know if we saw it inside, the Ravya, I think, I don't want to say this because I'm going to get it wrong, but I did mention it, correct? That the Ravya holds that it's, and it's quoted in the Shibus Maimonius, among others, that it's karv l'mitzvah saseh. But dinar metzah is karv l'mitzvah saseh, and he means midaraisa, therefore there's no, shouldn't be marim, etc., etc. Meaning, based on the idea of the Ramban and the Magen Mishnah, that that you know, lifnei mishus hadin is part of asisa yachar v'tov, so that at least those two issues need to be further analyzed to consider whether or not this is, we would based on that say kofin lifnei mishus hadin. Now, I saw briefly somebody, who was it, said that the reason they were not kofin lifnei mishus hadin, or shouldn't hold it or not, is because it's matan schar b'seda.
She didn't make a bet about that.
Yes, that's right. Rini Yonasan, right?
Yeah,
very good. Yeah, Rini Yonason, is that right? Is there Rini Yonason there?
Yeah.
So he says that, basically he agrees that it's Bechlal, the general notion. The only thing is that it's there's a specific exception that we're not coping for mitzvos which have Matan Tzchar B'Tzeda, and he says that Lifnei Mishus Hadin is Matan Tzchar B'Tzeda. That obviously is not obvious. That's not Pasha. But that's what he claims. In any event, that's one possibility. I don't think, my personal inclination is that that's not what they have in mind here. That's not the basis for the kafiyah that Mishus Hadin. And by the way, I should just point out, and this I'm not going into at all, what is the basis for kafiyah lasos mitzvos? That's a big question as well. I mean, Rishonim discussed a little bit, Achronim a little bit more, but it's not entirely clear exactly where that comes from. There are several different options, but either way, that's one possibility in terms of why we're coping. What's the basis for kafiyah lasos mitzvos hadin? But I think it's probable that these Rishonim, at least the Mordechai, and actually the Ravan, it's the basis of something else, and that is it's the mitzvah of Bezin it's Bezin's jurisdiction as a body which is charged with sort of maintaining a certain character of society. That which we find in the context of Makim Onshin Gemara Sanhedrin Mem Hei, that Makim the Onshin Shalom and the Torah, which according to the Brisa in Megillas Tanis is actually based on V'ar Dara Mikabeth. Right? So the Beis Din have a Chiyuv V'ar Dara Mikabeth L'Var Osei Rabi Yisrael. This means even beyond, they have a Chiyuv to make sure that society sort of withstands or has a certain character. And that means that they have the ability to, if they need to, be Makim Moshe Shalom HaDin, as an example. So the reason I think that that's more likely to be the basis for it is simply because, but if you find the Mordechai, both the Mordechai and the Rabban, or at least I think this is possible. I'm not saying that I'm convinced that this is true, but I think it sounds to me likely. Why is it that, what's the relevance of the fact that Rama Riochon lo nechav Yishalayim el b'shvil she'emidu debrayim al din Torah, plus the Lifnei Mishus Hadin? So you could say it's just a raya, because, okay, but where does that give you, meaning, either this is Bechlal, kfiyah b'mitzvos aseh, or it's not. What if the fact that it has these terrible consequences, so what is that exactly? Well, why should that matter? So I think if you understand that the basis for it isn't kfiyah b'mitzvos aseh generally, but rather it's part of Bezin's responsibility, lasos siyag l'Torah, and the responsibility l'avara rami kerbecha, so I think that then it becomes understandable why you would then say we are kofin lasos nefer shuzadin, because nefer v'yushalayim alkach. So if nefer v'yushalayim alkach and Beis Din is responsible for attacking the societal ills, so then clearly we need to bismanim b'beitim that they can, they need to be kofin lasos nefer shuzadin. That's just two possibilities that I'm just going to raise here. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be simpler just to say that basically along the lines of Ramban al Torah, where basically Asisa V'Yashar is meant to be an ellipsis carrying variables which are meant to reference
but what's the basis
of Asisa V'Yashar? Part of that, just say that their kfiyah here just derives from their general koach of kfiyah by any din.
So you're saying kfiyah b'mitzvah aseh?
Not b'mitzvah aseh, but din. Can they be kofa for any din, whether or not there's a mitzvah aseh?
What din are we talking about?
Let's say you owe a guy money, and you hold that it's not a mitzvah.
Right.
Piron is not a mitzvah. Right. It can't be kofet.
What do you mean Piron is not a mitzvah?
What?
You mean let's say Prius Bachel mitzvah.
Yes.
Yeah. Right.
It's not a mitzvah. They can't be kofet.
So that's a question. That's Machlokes Rishonim. Whether or not we assume that Lamandam or Prius Bachel mitzvah, so is that only mitzad? Is there no... There's two separate elements. One is if the mammon is his, they can take it. That's if you hold Shibu Deraisa. If you hold Shibu Lav Deraisa, but it's only Prius Bachel mitzvah, does that mean it's just working through now the normal standard kfiyah b'mitzvah aseh? That seems to be my focus. And for instance, would you say, let's say, if you, and a lot of these details are, that's all subject to discussion, but let's say we assume that kfiyah b'mitzvah aseh doesn't allow you to read the nechassim. So then would we say you can't be yared in the nechassim? It's also my focus whether or not we are yared in the nechassim if you hold priyas b'alachah mitzvah. But if would that be true if we held that it was based only on priyas, on, you know, is that going to be subject to that question? Is Yerida Nechassim subject to the question of whether or not Kfiyah b'mitzvahs aseh in the case of Priyas Bachel
Mitzvah? Let's forget Yerida Nechassim. What about just being kofa b'shutim? It's not clear what the Mordechai is talking about when he talks about being kofa.
That's I was going to raise that issue also at the end. Right. But I should point out that Bach thought he meant all the way. So I don't think he thought it was Yerida Nechassim. I'm not sure about that. Although, it happens to be that there's a machlokas, so that's also a general machlokas, and Marishonim have this. Whether or not when we assume, do we assume that any time you can be kofet b'shotim, does that mean also you can be yored nechassim? Simply because, meaning, and therefore you can be always, you can be yored nechassim on the basis of, this is that machlokas, on the basis of kfiyah b'mitzvahs aseh, because if, kofeyu begufo, kofeyu b'mono, it's b'chlamas l'ayim mana, it's less. Or do we say, no, that you need to actually own the money has to belong to the guy in order to be yored nechassim. You can do whatever you want to him, but you can't, unless there was the kind of the hockey or something, but we're not doing that, so then he has to go, he has to pay it himself. So all these are, I don't want to get into the details too much, but it's possible. I think that's certainly one way to understand it. Some, for instance, think that, let's just say it, you said that they're in bond about kfiyah, you're saying they're in bond about basis yashar v'tov.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm just saying that I'm not sure that the Ramban would the Ramban himself did not believe that they had the ability. I call correctly now, the Ramban of Avasar doesn't believe that kofin on the fish is a din. I'm pretty sure that was true. Now, I for whatever reason, it's not bechlal kfiyah b'mitzvahs aseh even with dato. Even though he held that
the Ramban, there's any kfiyah by din when it's not mitzvahs aseh
with the fish is a din.
No. Anytime you have some din where there's no mitzvah sessing involved, does he hold there's any kfiyah?
Well, there's a chiyav mamon. It can be kofah for a chiyav mamon. We generally, that's ad yirid l'nechassim. Unless, again, you have these questions of, let's say, priyas bachel mitzvah, so then that's not cool, because I don't recall the Ramban. I think the Ramban thought you could be, I think that's what the Ramban says. He thinks that the Ramban at the end of Basra, you can be yirid l'nechassim because... in that case, because you have the mitzvah of Priyas Bachel mitzvah, and kofin has, if you're kofin b'shutim, which you can be for kfiyah lasos mitzvah, for kfiyah mitzvah, so for sure you can be kofah pit mamon, so you can go in the yard and chasim. I'm trying to remember. I think they discussed then whether or not that has to be dafka b'fun. There's a difference between the yard and chasim based on shibud d'oraisa or Priyas Bachel mitzvah. But either way, it's a possibility. I'm saying this is an alternative possibility. Meaning right. The Ramban did not hold it. Now why you can. You have to deal with those two things. Or you can accept Rinyonis on that. It's Matan Schar B'Tzeda. But I doubt the Ramban held that. Just because it's interesting.
Pash is just because the Ramban doesn't think that there's any... that there's a mitzvah d'oraisa on any particular case of...
That's quite possible, right. I think that's the most likely thing. But then you have... Right. I think that's the most likely suggestion, yeah. that you know, pre, at least, whether or not you hold that all mitzvahs derabanan, you can be kofeh, that's another halakha shonim. But certainly pre the legislation that they came along in Rav Mitakin, so I think likely that you're right, that even though he held that it's sort of bechlal, v'asisa yashar v'tov, it doesn't give the ability to be mekayim, because that's something that has to do with the nature of what's changing once the Rabbanim come along and sort of single it out. And until then, it was you know, bechal the mitzvah in a general sense, but that, you would say the maisa itself was not, you know, a chetzah shal maisa mitzvah, if you will. It's just that you have to, it was something that was in accord with the mitzvah, which is to, you know, to manifest a certain kind of ethic, but the maisa itself is not the kind of thing, given that, because it wasn't concretely specified, then it wasn't the kind of thing that Bezin could be co-fellow. Meaning, it's clear he holds at some level it's deraisa, but it wouldn't be, I think it's very likely he would say that on the level of fia, that's not the case. Fia has to be that the...
He was a, what is deraisa? Basically, the version of Tov? Or any particular instance of...
Well, I think he thinks that these things are required min HaTorah, but just that it's not, in some sense, it's not specified. I mean, the particulars are not specified. But
so you're just saying that, like, you have to, like, shame Tov Yasher. Is he a Tov Yasher kind of person?
Yeah, but I think that means for him that you're required to do certain things. You know.
This just follows from meaning, that's the only way you can shame Tov Yasher.
Okay, right. Right. But the point
nothing in particular is singled out.
Right. That's right. Right. Okay. But my point is that they're still required min HaTorah. If you want to say, because in order to sheikare shame Tov Yashar, I'm not sure that. I mean, I think that's just, he's giving like a sheer.
But the point.
But even if there were, let's define it as sheikare shame Tam Yashar. But okay, so in order to do that, Min HaTorah, you're required to do that, and in order to do that, you need to do this maisa. But we're not disagreeing. I'm just saying that what we're saying then is that the maisa, however itself, is not in a sense sort of singled out by the mitzvah Satorah, and therefore, I think Rabban will tell you there's no kfiya on that, right?
Right.
Yeah, I think that's right. But anyway, this is an alternative. Even if you held, let's say, he really isn't Bechal Kfiyah B'mitzvah Saseh, but Bezin is charged with Uvigar Dar Mikabechel, which is sure that society runs and is a certain kind of society. Lo Nechavar Yishalayim, you know, Ela B'shvil Shemit very mild in Torah. So in that, because of that, we therefore say we're Kofen Lassos from the Frum Shadim. I think it's a possibility. In any event, that's one possible basis for the Chiyuv, let's say, I believe Ibn Tam. Maybe Ibn Tam held that he held like his fellow, you know, the Ravon was a contemporary, he held like them that Kofen Lassos lived in Rosh Hashanah. I think that's unlikely, however, in part because, as far as we know, those who held this limited to certain cases. Right? Here you have the Mordechai himself. Notes that there's a Gemara that seems to suggest that this isn't the case. Gemara says above Mitzia on that same Gemara about the Shuga Bedaisa, quotes another case of Rabba Shaki of Azza Basad Yabinachman Bishuka Gladai, but Amrila Bishuka Rabban, okay. Matza Kanaraki Mal, Amrila Harila Shalo. Right, Matza. But he says, meaning the assumption being that he was miyayish. So how can he say miyayish? He's saying, I want my thing back. He's saying nasib. So he's saying that doesn't mean there's no yayish. It's nasib kitzaveach habeso shenapol v'asfinaso shetavabayam. He's disappointed and he's reflecting, he's venting his frustration, but that doesn't mean he's not miyayish. What do you mean chayv la'afsir? So this is where the Mordechai says, and some understood, and most Rishonim, I think, most Poskim understood, this is already reflected earlier in the earlier line, when he said, originally, Kaifilim, Abadus Mishadin, Imachilos, Biyadda Lassos, already that's what they assumed that's what it meant, it means the Chol is the person to be Osa, but either way, he says explicitly here, Nasek, it's Ovecha Beso, Nirler Avya, Hadelo Kaifin, and Hassam, Lassos, Lutin Mishadin, Efshar, he makes it no kinta, Efshar, Sharmotze Haya Ani, Ubalaveda Haya Asher. Okay, so in that case, either there is no chiyuv lifnei mishus din, or if there were a chiyuv, we're not kofen that. It's not clear. I'm going to get into that. But one of those two is possible. Meaning, in the case of an ani, so maybe it's not lifnei mishus. There is no chiyuv upon him, even if he wants to be a lifnei mishus din sort of a Jew, and he should be. But that isn't. He's not required because he's an ani. Or even if it would be, but not kofen all of it. either way, we don't find that this is a limitation that we in theory, possibly, Rabbeinu Tam could have disagreed with that, but we don't know that. And it's, as far as I know, there's nobody who thinks that Lifshitz Din, regardless of whether or not we don't have to take into account these sort of factors. Again, the Gemara's seem to imply something, at least some cases, where for whatever reason we're not kofin. So the answer that the Balei Tosfos who held that kofin gave was this answer. So given that that's the case, I think it's unlikely that we don't see Rabbeinu Tam saying here, im yacholasos, if the sheni who's tofes has the ability to, so then chayav l'nachzir. He doesn't say that, he just says chayav l'nachzir. So I think it's unlikely it's based on that. But here I think there are two things to say.
I mean, for the tumim, there's no... Right. I mean, the tumim gets rid of the yichol b'yadah?
No, because...
Or he gets the end, also?
The tumim... Oh.
About Oni Vashir?
Yeah, and he has the end. The tumim is interesting. You take a look at the Piskei Tshuva, he quotes everything. But the tumim says that he doesn't think there's machlokas here. That everybody agrees that we're in kofin for Ani and not for Ashirim. So when the Rush is talking, about him, and Ani, and when they say it's only speaking about. So.
I mean, the Rav Yah never mentions the distinction.
No, that's the Rav Yah. They just said. The Rav Yah's answer to this question, what about this Gemara? The Gemara says, right later on, the Gemara then says that it's Harayu Shalob, Benatze, Kitzoveh, Chabeso, Shetaba Bayam. So that's Minadim, what happened to Lif Nirsh's name?
Or the Ravan doesn't mention the distinction.
I don't know, I can't recall now if the Rabban made this distinction. He doesn't claim it in the Rabban, he claims it in the Rav Yah. According to the most Rishonim, they say that if Yecholos B'yad here, that's what it means. It means Yecholos B'yad HaMotzei. So in which case, what we're saying is, originally even, and then he's just sort of foreshadowing the line that's coming later.
Right.
Either way, maybe Rabban Tam doesn't make the distinction. But I think the alternative is that it's not based on that. It's rather... And here are 2 points. First of all, there are 2 points. First of all, everybody, this my focus is about, in a sense, any Lifnei Mishnah Din. But everybody agrees that there are some Lifnei Mishnah Din cases where kofin on. That's the Gemara that we've seen. Kofin on Midas Tom. The Gemara of Basra, Daf Yudbeis, that case where you have a kind of a Bar Mitzvah issue. Why doesn't he, quote, actually just say, Gimdar Mitzvah? Why does he say kofin on Midas Tom? So we shouldn't address it. But we say kofin on Midas Tom. Right, that in the case, let's say that was the case of where you had somebody who bought a property adjacent to the father's property, and the father passes away. So minadin, we would say that everybody has to be in the goral, and whatever you get, you get. We don't get upset, right? But we say in that case, Rabbi says kigon ze kovin al midas tom, that we force the other brothers to allow the brother who's also the bar mitzvah. On the father's property, to take the sod, the chelik, which is next to his property, kofin al midas tom. And then there's a machlokas, and Rav Yosef doesn't agree with that din, but not because he disagrees with the principle of kofin al midas tom. He thinks that they have a taina there that, you know, it's not something which is, let's say, bechal midas tom. I don't want to get so much into the particular case there. But the principle, in principle, everybody agrees, kofin al midas tom. Right? This is a rabbi who goes to kofin al midas tom. So what's the difference there? What, in part, it's a question of what does Minas Tom. So here, Rishonim seem to say, it's pretty clear, this is the Shulchan Arush in Klal Tzi Tzadi Zayin Siman Beis. This is the same Rush who held when it comes to Kfiya Lasos Lifnei Mishnah Din and Kofin Lasos Lifnei Mishnah Din. So the Rush says, Mashalo Amar Rabba. So first he addresses the question which I just mentioned, which is why doesn't he say Mishnah Din Bar Metzer? Why doesn't he say that? So he says, Mashalo Amar Rabba Mishnah Vesiz Yashar Atov. Or Nina Bar Mitzvah, Amina Lai Sheikdim Makamacha, Rinyak Zelik, no say it's a mitzvah shalom. Why not? So he gives the answer that Rishonim give, Rabbi Yonah there, for instance. Aval Hacha, Sheyesh Lach Chelik B'Guf HaKarka, the din of Nina Bar Mitzvah does not apply where the other person has a Chelik B'Guf HaKarka. If he has a Chelik B'Guf HaKarka, so we're not going to say, why do you have to come here, what, etc., etc. There, the din of Bar Mitzvah does not apply, but we still, according to Rabbi, Kovin Amina Stom. So he says, Aval Hacha, Sheyesh Lach Chelik B'Guf HaKarka, Vano Rim Levater as Dino, Velitain as Chavero, Chelik Shuchapitz Bo. However, there's actually a subtle point here. What's different is that he thinks Vaisizah Yashar Batov is not applicable. The Rabbeinu Yonah's formulation is Ding Dimer Metzah is not applicable. He actually makes clear, though, the same Rabbeinu Yonah I quoted, I think, earlier, that he thinks that Vaisizah Yashar Batov still is applicable. But I don't want to get into that. But big adult, they're the same sheet here. But then he says, so what is it? El Mishum Zenev Zeno Chaser, Lefisha, El Mishum Zenev Zeno Chaser, Lefisha Eno Masik Klum Bedavar. Midas Tom Hizo. That's Midas Tom is when you're not really mafsid. The Kovanoso, the Srachik, Minamidos, Haros, Velasos, Chesed, Mchaveir, Bedavash, Enu Mafsid Klum. Everybody agrees that we are Kovin. In this case, it seems to be either, again, you have the more general issue of whether or not this is a, on what basis we're Kovin, but everybody agrees that there are limitations in the cases where we are Kovin, namely cases where you're not really being mafsid. So in that case, that's Midas Tom.
Wait, how do we know this case of limitations today?
Mina, what din would it be? What do you mean?
I mean, I guess. I mean, you could. I don't know that Midas Tom just isn't fitted into the corpus of din from which we're going.
What din? What din?
The din of Midas Tom. I mean, that's like saying what din is Pikat, the din of Hafsaras of Piran Alva, and I'm going to answer Piran Alva.
No, there's a mitzvah for that. Rishonim discuss it. Different deos, Hin Tzedek maybe, or maybe the whole Rishonim when they discuss where does Pirzbachu mitzvah come from? What mitzvah is it? Rashi thinks Hin Tzedek. Others think.
So your problem is that there's no mucker for Midas Tom?
Well, if there is, we don't know.
What is Derabanan?
So one could have said, Echanamun could have said, there's a Takan Derabanan, but that doesn't seem to be the case because, excuse me, because the Gemara quotes this case, Kigonze Kofen on Midas Tom, Rabba holds that Kigonze, this sort of thing, we're Kofen on Midas Tom, we're Kofen for. So, it doesn't seem like there was some sort of Takana that applied here. That this is Bechlal Takana.
He's saying
sort.
This case is fits into Midas Tom, is one of Midas Tom. So we're Kofen.
So what, there was like a Takana that whatever fits into Midas Tom, we'll be Kofen about. Maybe. I don't think it's what it sounds like in the rush, right? That in general, he says, Kofen also the Srachik, Min Amidus Aros, Lassos Kutsin, Chavei Berdoshin, and Masek Kum. It just sounds like based in this case. The truth is, it doesn't make so much of a difference. Why? I mean, for what we're about to say. Because remember that according to Rabbi Tam, what was the din of Aniyam Babachara? Where does it come from? It comes from Batsisa Yashar Tov, and the idea is, why are you taking this person's Chararo when you have the equivalent alternatives elsewhere? It's exactly equivalent to the din of Bar Metzra. Right? So now, if that's the case, I think Dafka, Liba Dirin Tam, it's perfectly consistent. Even if Rabbi Tam, let's say Rabbi Tam does not agree, in general he's with the Rush and Kofen on all officials of Din, but Kofen on Midas Tom, that's a Gemara, and in terms of whether or not Ani Hamabek Chararo is Midas Tom, so if you were to have said that it's something like if you were to go let's say with Rashi or others that then you would have said well that's not Midas Tom, this is not Midas Tom, but according to Rabbi Tam. Right, Rabbi Tam Shito is perfectly consistent. Rabbi Tam held that the basis for this was Davar Sheyitah Nichsar Kokach. So why are you doing this to other people? Exactly like according to Rishonim that said even explicitly, exactly like Din Devar Metzer. Din Devar Metzer certainly is Midas Tom. That the Gemara seems to be saying that even if you don't have a specific takana of Din Devar Metzer, you can still be Bechlal the more general Midas Tom. That's what Rishonim here are explaining. He couldn't say that this was actually Din Devar Metzra because he had a chelik bal, but it's still Bechlav, the more general point of Kofen on Midas Tom. So whether or not, and this is what I'm saying, whether or not if you assume that it's a Tekana even, which I thought about it, I don't think it is, but let's say you assume that it was a Tekana, should Kofen on Midas Tom, I think the more important point for Rabbeinu Tam and the Sugi Banei Harar is, it simply is Midas Tom, just like Din Devar Metzra would be. Right? In other words, this case for Rabbeinu Tam is exactly what we're talking about. Why are we, right? Why are you trying to be bothering this? Why do you need this charara? Why couldn't you go find some other charara? So we're going to be kofela alone for that. Because kofen on midas tom? Now I happen to think it's not a takana, but I'm just saying even if it were a takana, I think you could ask. I think this sounds like according to Rabbi Tam, Shita with regard to onion bath charara, puts it in the classification of midas tom. Okay, so that's my point. Now, one could argue on this if you were to say, no, maybe it is, first of all, maybe it's not Midas Tom. Maybe, and the reason for this would be if you say that, what is a hefsed that justifies Midas Tom? So I think here that's probably what the machlokes is in the Gemara Mabavasra, between Rabbah and Rav Yosef, about that case. I think it's likely that everybody understands what's going on there. You know, Rabbah too understood that there's a taina that you could claim about why you would prefer this karka, and the question is just whether or not that justifies the inability to be kofed mishum midas tom. So if that's true, if you were to say, let's say that you know, Midas Tumim is only if there's no tircha whatsoever. Then it might be harder to say that Amin Ha'atachara evenly b'durim tam is actually Midas Tumim, but I'm reasonably sure that one could make an argument for b'durim tam that it is b'chal kofin Amin Ha'atachara, even if you wouldn't say in general kofin al lifnei mishnah din, you would say here kofin. So one last point, yeah? Which is, and this is all before we've even come to discuss the question of what exactly kofin amidas tum, let's say, entails, or what kofin, or let me say differently. When we say, in these cases of kofin, it seems that most assume, and this is what I mentioned, the Bach is very, you know, very forceful about this, that the Bach, it's kofin ad b'shotin. I don't think he thinks it's yirid l'nachasim, because he probably just disagreed, meaning he has to disagree then with the Rishon that held that those are habba hatalia. You can be kofin b'shotin, you can also be yirid l'nachasim, but I think the Bach just says, if we kofin b'shotin. So if that's the case, and even if we say a little bit less than that, let's say it's not kofin b'shotin, but let's say dvarim kashya, let's say shant v'ar, that could be, you know, that's all for cases where we say kofin, where we say ain't kofin, but Bezin can still, right? Bezin can still say, you're chayav. That's a possibility that we find in the context of lifnei mishnah din, in particular, in none other than Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion in certain cases where it seems that it's lifnei mishnah din, so Rabbeinu Tam says that even though there's no kofin here, but we can be kofa bedvar. This is Rabbeinu Tam in Ksubas, and just an example. Ha'isu itzarach lomar dehainu bedvarim kehu lo kaman kulkulei v'hashra shishabidam ha'isachinu bai im min ha'din haya ma ha'yelo la'sosam bedvar ha'yelo la'kosam l'chuf ma'chi yazunu osam. So he has to be kofa b'shotin. V'chein pirish Rabbeinu Tam. And that's exactly what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. You know, Rabbeinu Tam held that when we say that ha'isachinu, that you can do kfiya, this is, I don't want to get into the sugya there, but we can do kfiya bedvarim, even maybe bedvarim kashim, even for areas of halacha, this is talking about staka. Even for areas of halacha, the halacha is clear, ain't kofin. So I think it's quite, you know, likely that the basis for Rabbeinu Tam is something along, is one of these two. In other words, either it's just meaning kofin midas tum, in which case, it's not going to mean it's simple, right? Either it's kofin midas tum, or it's not meaning kofin midas tum, it's simply the din of isui, even the makam she'ain kofin. So Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that you can do that, I think in general, in lifnei mishnah din. Now, the nafkamina is simple, which is precisely what our point of departure was in Rabbeinu Tam. What is Rabbeinu Tam saying you can do here? What can you do? Can you, let's say he doesn't pay back, can you take it back from him? Can you hit him? So I think that could be the nafkamina. If it's based on midas tum, and we assume that midas tum is that this is the chal midas tum, and we assume that midas tum, you can also be kofa agitates a nafsho, so then he would allow that here. Whereas if you say that it's based on what we're saying, you know, this last point, that it's not that you're kofin, it's that even if you're not kofin, you could still be mechayiv. So then it's likely that you wouldn't be able to go beyond just saying chayiv at the last. Okay. All right. I had one other point I wanted to make, but there's no time for that. So next topic, Mirza Shem, we'll be starting really getting into the heart of the parak now. The issue of Tliya Bizman. We'll discuss where do we get this from, how we understand it, what's going on. So that we'll take up on Monday. Monday, yeah.
6:45,
right? Yeah. Let's assume Monday. Unless we say otherwise, it's Monday 6:45.